The Georgia Department of Community Health changed a law in 2012. They reduced subsidies for retirees who were in the school system fewer than 5 years. And that means fewer benefits than they'd hoped for, and in some cases were told they would get. Former Georgia educators have now filed a class action lawsuit against the state. And with me to explain is James Salzer, reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
First, can we talk about what the law provided before it was changed?
Yeah, it was a policy change that the Department of Community Health Board made at the right at the end of 2011. And essentially, the teachers involved in this are arguing that before that policy change, once they retired, kind of no matter how many years they had in, once they had vested into the system, which is, I think, 10 years, that they would get the same health benefits as they got as teachers, retiree health benefits. Retired teachers now get health, you know, they're part of the state health benefit plan, so they get health benefits.
Right. So they changed this. And why did the department change it? Was it simply cost cutting?
Well, the department would not talk to me on the give me an interview, but they did answer some questions. And from those, it appears that they were doing it to save money for the state health benefit plan. That plan covers something like 650,000 Georgians, so
yeah.
It's a big plan, and pretty regularly they put out reports saying 2, 3, 4 years down the line, if we don't do anything, it's going to, you know, be in the red. And so, but they did not, I asked them how much it was going to save, and they didn't answer that question. So I'm not sure if they have an estimate or not.
And it's going to probably be harder to get those questions answered now that there's an actual lawsuit.
I would
assume
so.
Let's hear from one group unhappy with these changes. It's Teachers Rally Against Georgia Insurance Changes. Tragic. Here's spokesman John Palmer saying it's the way it was implemented that has caused the most concern.
If you want to talk policy, if the DCA wants to change this policy, wants to have a conversation about it, that's fine. But to go back and retroactively apply this policy to folks who have been working for 10 years with the promise of a certain set of benefits, I think that's wrong. And I don't think it's legal.
What does the class action lawsuit claim? What's their basis for the suit?
I mean, it's essentially that that they were promised this once they took the job as a teacher, that they were promised certain benefits. In terms of, for instance, pensions, which they also get after 10 years, and it goes up as the number of years they serve the number of years. In court, that's been shown essentially to be a rule to be a contract. And from reading the lawsuit, that looks kind of like the argument they're making is that they were promised this, so that you can't go back and say retroactively, you weren't here enough years when
right.
we changed the policy.
It's like they're claiming breach of contract.
Right, exactly.
That they had made a contractual obligation. That's why people stayed 10 years in some cases, and now they're changing.
Right, and I mean, the reason this is all coming up now is that the policy essentially if you were hired in 2007, the school year 2007, your contract starts in the middle of the year for that school year. 10 years forward is this year.
Yeah.
So if you retired this year, you know,
you're out of luck. Okay, so here's John Palmer again. Again, he is with Tragic, the teachers group. And he says almost none of the people affected were actually notified properly.
The first notice anybody got they were affected by it went out, I think it was December 23rd of 2016, before it went into effect on January 1st, 2017. They sent a notice to HR departments when it first passed in 2011. They sent it in December when most were already on break. They did not at that point tell anyone to inform employees that the policy had changed.
How common is that complaint, to the best of your knowledge, that people didn't know this was happening?
That's a very common complaint. But the one of the things is I think, and I may be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure that the notice that they sent to employees in December went to employees that were hired after the date this went into effect. So the people who really were affected by it, who were in that cohort from 2000, got hired between 2007 and 2012, I don't think that they got the notice. I don't think it was sent to them. I might be wrong, but I don't think it was.
Which means they were affected by the law but weren't, as far as you know, even notified that the change was occurring, and they didn't find out until they were trying to retire?
Right. What a number of people that I talked to who are affected by this said was, you know, when you retire, you talk to someone in HR or someone in your system, and they say, you know, these are the benefits, this is what you're going to get. And a number of them said that they talked to their local people in, like, March before they retired June 1st, and still were not told about it. So they found out when the new fiscal year started and the new rates went up to 300%.
So, and again, you haven't been able to get an interview with the state or with the Georgia Department of Community Health, and that's probably less likely now that a lawsuit has been filed. But does this only affect retirees from the schools, or does it affect everyone who gets state benefits?
I think it affects everyone who gets state benefits. That's a good question, because I know I've focused on, in my reporting, on the schools, but I'm
because
assuming
they're the ones suing.
They're everyone's in state health benefit plan, so I'm assuming that it also affects state employees over in that period.
Which, in interest of full disclosure, not only includes a vast number of people, but also includes employees at Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Sure.
So what happens now? They filed a class action lawsuit, and the next step is for actually the court proceedings to begin?
Yeah, I mean, I assume in these kind of cases, the state will respond. So they'll file a response, and, you know, then it goes through the proceedings. But, you know, these cases generally take a long,
yeah,
long time. One of the questions some of these former employees have is, what's the legislature going to do? Because the legislature could act. Now, I haven't talked to any legislator who said they're going to, but they have been contacting legislators because when issues of when tragic began, tragic essentially began because of changes in the state health benefit plan three or four years ago. Within a month, the legislature put more money in the budget to kind of pull back some of the changes that were made so
they responded.
Yes. So there is a possibility.
And again, TRAGIC stands for Teachers Rally Against Georgia Insurance Changes. But it sounds like even before this lawsuit was filed and for the years before, the state was already saying, or at least the Department of Community Health was saying, something needs to be done because we're not going to have enough money to cover everyone in the system.
Right. Right. And I think, you know, there's kind of a distinction on this is in that, you know, the people I'm talking to are the people who were affected this year or are going to be affected moving forward. But I don't think they're saying that no change should have taken place. I think they're saying it shouldn't have affected people who were promised the benefits once they were in the job. So the state employees pension system was changed about a decade ago for similar reasons, because they thought it was not affordable. And so they changed it for new hires or people, you know, going forward. They didn't go back.
They didn't go retroactively.
Say, oh, you've only been here 4 years. We're going to change, you know, your pension, you know, so.
Right. Okay. So in any case, with the lawsuit is seeking redress for people who were hired under one set of circumstances and those circumstances changed.
Essentially, they're asking that the people that were hired before the policy took effect, which was January 1st, 2012, be treated the same as every other employee, or treated in the way the system worked until that point, rather than having it change.
Meaning that if you were hired after January of 2012, the lawsuit doesn't protect you.
I mean, that's the way I read it. Yeah.
Unless, because we're getting ready to have a legislative session.
Yes. Yay.
Unless some legislator steps forward.
Yeah. I mean, the like I said, they've been contacting legislators, and
that's where you usually work, is up at the Capitol.
Yeah.
But there's no scuttlebutt at this point about any legislative.
No, I don't know that they've gotten any response from anyone who said, you know, that may be the reason the lawsuit was filed, because they weren't getting a response from legislators, but, you know.
Yeah. But the lawsuit will probably take years.
The lawsuit will definitely take years.
Yes, and the legislative redress would certainly take months. Yes. So this isn't going to be solved anytime soon.
Unless the legislature does something right.
But more really than. Quickly? Come on.
Yeah, you never know.
I remain skeptical. I've been covering politicians for too long. James Seltzer is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. James, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And it sounds like we're going to have you back at some point because, yeah.
Legislature's here.
Legislature is coming. I know. The Gold Dome continues. Happy holidays and thank you.
Thank you, too.